It is time for Arts Live and Local. I've got a full show as ever, and I just want to send this show out to all the folks who have been working to protect this beautiful Columbia River that we've been talking about. If you happen to pick up a paper or get an email that tells you that Clatsop County Commissioners, Clatsop County itself has been supported by the law, and we are very happy to say that once again we're going to protect our river. Thanks for being here.
No, we said no, we said no, we said no. No, we said no, we said no, we said no. Come and they sniff around. Daylight comes and we send you home. Affordable energy at all of our peril. Daylight comes and we send you home. We don't wanna buy the tanker load or buy the barrel. Daylight comes and we send you home. No, we said no, we said no, we said no. We said no, we said no, we said no. Tank come to close to my house. Daylight come and we send you. If it all blow up, we no can douse. Daylight come and we send you home. Lots of money, lots of job for the next few years. Daylight come and we send you. Later jobs and money, not enough to buy few beers. Daylight come and we send you home. No, we said no, we said no, we say no. No, we said no, we said no, we say no. Tanks are big and white, they are all over the place. Daylight come and we send you home. You can even see them from outer space. Daylight come and we send you home. Taller than the column, they make a real good target. Daylight come and we send you home. Terrorists, they blow it up before I get to market. Daylight come and we send you home. No, we said no, we said no, we said no.
Well, we say no to some things, but we certainly say yes to a lot more. And that's part of why we need to say no to some of the other stuff. And right here on Arts Live and Local, you know what we say yes to. We say yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, America's premier doo-wop group, the Alley Cats.
One, two, three, four.
Do the stomp and roll the soul and the hop. When the rock starts spinning, you clip some in your chicken and the hop. We'll do the dance sensation and sweeping the nation and the hop. Yeah, let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop. Yeah, let's go to the hop.
Nim 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 nim
nim nim nim nim nim nim nim
nim nim nim nim nim
nim
So you remember that music? I bet a lot of you out there do. I certainly do, and my guests certainly do. I have Elsa and Dee Woolley here with me, and they are from the Clatskanie Arts Council. And they are bringing the doo-wop band. Just the words doo-wop are great to say. The Alley Cats. And as you just heard, what did they say? The foremost? Well, that's who are these folks?
That's what they call themselves.
Yeah, wouldn't they, though? Wouldn't they?
Of course.
Where are they from?
They're from California. Oh. They perform a lot at Disneyland and really throughout the whole world. They're very famous throughout the world. They're the premier doo-wop group, supposedly.
There you go. Age-ish?
40s, maybe?
Yeah, maybe 40s? They're 40s. They're probably...
Yeah. Yeah, so they want to be old people.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah, right.
Not that we're old or anything. So, as I say, my guests, the voices you just heard, are Elsa and Dee Woolley, and they are the queen and kingpins of the Clatskanie Arts Commission and the Donovan Woolley, no coincidence of the name. Arts Center is where the event is being held, and this is next week, and that would be on Friday night, a week from today. You'll be a little bit busy, hustling those guys around or being hustled by or whatever. So we brought them here today. The show is at 7:30 on Friday the 5th. So, before we even get more into that, tell us, because it's amazing, and I know I do this every time you're here, but you're not here very often. So tell us, how does Clatskanie come to have the Arts Commission? How long have you been doing this?
You know, amazingly, this is our 24th Performing Arts Series. We'll be celebrating our 25th year next year.
Wow.
And it started with a few piano teachers who wanted to have their students play on a grand piano. So they raised funds for that, and then it just snowballed into what we have today.
So had the Donovan Woolley Arts Center is actually in the high school. Is it used as the high school auditorium during the year as well?
Exactly. Yeah.
So had that already been proclaimed a performance space, or
they built the new high school, it was the auditorium, and then when I retired, my band kids went to the school board and had it renamed.
Makes me all tingly inside. And when was that then?
1994.
Really?
Yeah. So retired.
19 years. Good for you. Well, you haven't been wasting time. You play with a couple of bands, don't you?
Right, I do. I just retired from the Oregon Symphonic Band, but I also play lead alto with the North Coast Big Band here in Astoria.
Okay, so your face has been seen. You have been noted in Astoria as well as Clatskanie.
Oh, definitely.
Are there other folks working with you? Do you have some kind of a board, or are you mostly?
We do. We're an all volunteer organization. No one is paid, but we have people that are mill workers, housewives, people that work in the woods, just people that are interested in the arts, and they're hard workers, and that's the only way we can pull this off every year.
I love it. I love the concept that people who are interested in the arts come from every walk of life. This is not an elite kind of situation, especially when you live in rural anywhere, but we happen to be in rural Oregon.
Right.
And but you have a lot of acts that come through. So how does that work? Do you go to gatherings or what?
We do. Every year we attend the Northwest Booking Conference, and they showcase their arts performance at these conferences, and we watch. They have 12 minutes to wow us, and we try to get the groups that wow us the most that we can afford, and the Alley Cats, of course, was one of those groups, and we had to wait a couple of years for them to come back because they have to work their way around to the Northwest. But
do they go to the East as
They travel all over the world.
They do.
So we had to wait for them to be doing a concert in this area, so we were very fortunate.
So you do, what's that called, block booking or something?
Correct.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That cuts down on the cost of transportation, I would presume.
Oh, and we plead the poor, we're poor little community.
Well, you are.
Which
and
we
it
are.
Works.
Clatskanie? How many people in Clatskanie?
1,700.
Yeah, yeah. And even the whole county is not very famous.
No, that's
it's
true.
Not.
Well, I'm kind of envious that you, but it takes that kind of spearheading. Somebody has got to step up to the front, even though we know all of our towns are run on volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you do need somebody to step out in front and say, okay, you come with me, but I'll lead, but only if you come with me kind of thing.
Exactly.
So what else do you have coming this
This actually is the end of our our 24th season, but okay. we have a great lineup for next year. We're bringing in a family group called Everything Fits, and they're singing, dancing, ooh, fiddlers. It's going to be a great kickoff to the season in September.
Is it a real family, do you know?
It is a real family.
It is.
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
And then we'll have our usual Oregon Symphonic Band concert. Mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity if you have children that are in band in the high school or grade school. Have them come and see that you can continue to play,
yes,
your instrument way past your school years. And then at Christmas, we're having a very special Christmas show by Crackmore, which is a Celtic group.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
they have a very special Christmas program with storytelling and their musical instruments and singing. Of course, we have to bring Missoula Children's Theater back because,
yes,
our children love it. And then we're going to end the season with a classical pianist who was the wow of the last booking conference. His name is Kirill. And if you like classical piano, he's the one you want to see.
And he's got one name only, so he must be.
Well, he has a really long last name, so we just call him Kirill.
That's great. So what motivates you to keep doing this, to stay involved? I mean, obviously you love the arts, you love music, but still, it's a lot of work.
I think it's just the fact that we can bring good quality and cultural events right to town. I mean, that's, I was in music for 26 years, and I didn't want to give that up, and Elsa has stepped up, and we're really excited now because we're in the midst of refurbishing and renovating an old IOOF hall, which will give us a new performance space of about 150 seats, more intimate.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then upstairs we'll restore the ballroom, and
wow,
it's just going to be a great space for all kinds of good stuff in town there.
Okay,
so.
Two questions: how many does the art center seat?
450.
Oh, that's a good size. Okay,
yeah.
And then how did that come about with the IOOF, which would be known as the Odd Fellows,
right,
which is,
yeah,
a fun thing to say.
Yeah.
Who's where are the finances coming for that? Was part of it donated, or how is that?
The building, we originally received a grant, actually a bequeath, from the Birkenfeld family, and that started the process. And then it's through the Klatskanai Foundation. It's not the Arts Commission. We're just a partner in this.
Mm-hmm.
But they have raised funds from a variety of grants. So we're getting close to reaching our goal. And plus, we've had,
wow,
tremendous community support. That's what keeps us going, I think, even in what, mm-hmm, we do, is our community is so positive and,
yeah,
appreciative.
Yeah.
And they, even to this very smallest business, they will give what they can.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very,
mm-hmm,
heartwarming.
Well, again, you've held the place for the arts because a lot of people would say, you know, I worked all day, I would love to go, but I just don't have the energy, mm-hmm, to go out again. But you kept on doing it, you kept it going, and so now people say, well, you know, those guys are still here, and look what's coming this time, like this doo-wop, my God, you know, you'll get a whole nother audience as well. So I really applaud you for keeping on. I remember when, traffic out there. I remember when some of us were working together, Clatsop and Columbia,
yes,
County, and,
uh-huh,
and trying to do things, and you just kept on going, and it's fabulous. So the event we are talking about is happening a week from tonight, the 5th of April at 7:30 p.m. at the Donovan Woolley Arts Center in Klatskanai, and that is at the high school. The address is 471 Southwest, what is that?
Bel Air
Drive. Mm-hmm. I can't read my writing. So for those people who know how to use GPS, good luck. And the band is the Alley Cats, the doo-wop, the premier doo-wop band.
Premier.
And Elsa and Dee have been generous enough to bring us a couple of tickets for that show. So if you would like one ticket per person, you can give us a call, 503-325-0010, and talk to Carrie. Give her your name and number, and we'll get back at you. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, but we certainly hope we'll see a lot of Astorians at the Alley Cats.
I would think so, because I don't think we've had anything like that come here, and that is fun stuff.
It is going to be a fun night.
They're a lot of fun.
That's great. Okay, thank you so
much, Carol, for coming in, and
thanks for keeping Klatske and I in the arts, on the arts scene, and opening up the space for others, too. That's the thing, is people say, well, maybe I could live here because dot, dot, dot. So, great. Right. Thanks.
Thank you.
D and Elsa Woolley, and the event again is a week from tonight, the doo-wop band Alley Cats. And now I have something entirely different. Not really. It's music and it's folk. And it's a fellow named Dana Lyons, and he is coming to town. Actually, he's coming to town the same evening in a much smaller venue. So I don't think there's a lot of competition there. He's going to be at the Blue Scorcher in Astoria, and he's on his the Great Coal Train tour. And have a listen. And thanks for being here at Coast Community Radio.
When you feel the ground rumbling, when you hear the great horn sound, the big steel wheels are grinding, the three lights bearing down, when a sound that once seemed friendly now is tearing at your heart, there's no backing down. Sometimes the people stand up for a reason. When you see the long train coming, and it's coming to your town, and it's carrying the poison in 100,000 cars, and you hear your daughter coughing when it wakes her in the night, there's no backing down. When you know it drops the value of every home in town, when you know the kids with asthma jumping rope on the playground, when you know we're all against it and our voices do not count, there's no backing down. Sometimes the people stand up for a reason. Sometimes the people stand up for a reason. When they hit you with the sales pitch, while they're buying off the state, while the feds are gonna tell you that the towns don't have the right to block interstate commerce, to protect your family's health, there's no backing down.
That's Dana Lyons, and actually, that's one of the most serious songs I've heard him sing. He does a lot of activist work, and this tour is full of that. But he also is extremely hilarious and joyful. He's the Cows with Guns guy. He's also done music with Jane Goodall, and it's going to be a great concert. Okay, so that is also the 5th. And I believe we still may have those tickets for the doo-wop band, which is just sounds like so much fun. But right now, I have someone, again, another person who is bringing us all kinds of good things all the time. And we are most appreciative, and that would be Richard Rowland. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Carol.
Okay. Well, this is unusual. You're here all by yourself, and that's because your guests aren't here yet, because the show opens on a Thursday. And
correct. They'll be in April 3rd and 4th and 5th. And we have, Carol, we have an opening exhibit at the college. And so we have two Japanese-American artists coming in to visit and to have an exhibit, including two workshops.
And the work is delicious. It's just gorgeous. I'm looking at the, I haven't seen the work yet, I must admit, but I'm looking at the postcard. The name of the show is Crane Crow. And I see the crow.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and there's the crane. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. What about Grace's? Well, that would be Terry Inokuma?
Yeah, Terry Inokuma. I think that the iconic imagery you're looking at is the idea that we have two artists with very similar cultural experiences, being their parents coming from Japan and them living in America, both from the Northwest.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's good. Yeah. Did they both grow up mostly in the Northwest, or did they, in other words, their parents immigrated, but they grew
correct
up here? Okay. And Terry is a ceramicist, so yeah. I'm looking at her.
Yeah, Terry Unakuma is a ceramicist, bowls. And Grace Sanchez is a painter, a figurative painter. And they started a conversation not too long ago in Portland about similar experiences that their parents had when they immigrated to America. And I was very interested in the way that they assimilated into America and how that affected their children, mm-hmm. You know, in terms of them being artists now, and what that looks like in the way they communicate now, in the artist and the way they communicate. So I think it's really important for me to bring in artists that have different cultural perspective, and so I purposefully, you know, try to find artists who can help us understand what it is to be in a melting pot, and what it is to be, what it is to share our experiences as we assimilate. Both of them had parents who were in internment camp here, and I believe, now I could be wrong, I know one of them did, I think, and both of them work very traditionally in many ways from their Japanese culture, and they also work very, very contemporarily in interpreting those memories and experiences into a new language here in America.
And they, each one is giving a workshop. What will that be like? I see Terry's workshop, Drawing Creative Process in Clay. I'm not even sure what that means.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Okay.
But I think that I could let you know that she comes from a utilitarian background in ceramics, and she has been drawing on her work. And I think in the last few years, she's been using her cultural experiences to bring into the Japanese experiences to bring into her work. So I think they're exploring their roots, and they're trying to find out what that mythology would look like. So they're teaming up. Really?
So did they know each other? You said they started a conversation. I don't know whether you meant literally or just really.
Yeah,
they,
I think they literally.
Met somewhere in Portland.
Yeah, I think literally. I see. Carol, they started a conversation, sharing ideas and experiences, and realized that they had very similar backgrounds. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. One was a painter, one was a ceramicist, and so they're interested in pursuing and mining or excavating cultural nuance from both cultures, and from right. also from memory, mm-hmm. and bringing them into view.
Well, it, you know, one of the interesting things is that it's very popular for a lot of people to, mm-hmm. for example, use Daphne paper mm-hmm. or rice okay. paper, and use images from Asian cultures without having that background.
That's right.
So I think this will be very interesting to hear from these two women who actually come from the background and yet are, sounds like, are very American.
Correct.
You know, they've grown up here and they probably, we should tell people that if all Correct. Goes well, they're going to be on the radio on Wednesday morning themselves. Here on Talk of Our Towns with Donna Quinn. So you'll be able to get their own talk. But we're kind of surmising, and of course Richard has spoken to them and brought them here, so he knows of what he speaks. Terry's workshop is on Wednesday from 1 to 4, and I understand anyone can go, but you must sign up for it. Is that right?
No. Actually, anyone can come,
oh.
and you can sign up or come in oh. at 1 o'clock
okay.
at the college in the ceramics lab on Wednesday with Terry Unakuma.
Okay.
And then I think Grace will work with Kristen Schock,
right.
Our painter.
On Thursday.
On Thursday at
noon. Right. So each of them is going to present and speak. It's not going to be a hands-on workshop.
It will be hands-on,
oh,
I believe.
Yeah. Oh,
both
okay.
of the artists told me that they were going to work hands-on,
okay.
I'm hoping.
Okay.
And I'm very excited.
Wow, this is going to be fantastic, really. What an opportunity. I love it. And you have been bringing in, I know, the Pacific Rim. That was a whole weekend. I like the way you bring folks in for more than just the one night stand,
mm-hmm.
and let them share or let us have the opportunity to learn more from them by having these workshops during the day. So Crane Crow, folks, get a hold of this if you can. The Clatsop College Gallery is. Go up 16th Street in Astoria. Yes, this is Astoria-centric because that's where the college is, but anyone from anywhere is welcome. Go up 16th, take a left, and find your parking. There's plenty of parking up above and down below. And then the ceramics workshop with Terry and Akuma is 1 to 4 on Wednesday. And then Thursday is Grace Sanchez, painter, collage, shape and form, the visible language which informs artistic practice. Woo! And that's Thursday from noon to 3. And then that evening at 6 p.m. is the opening at the college, which will run, the show will run through May 9th. So if you can't make the opening on the 4th, which is Thursday, then you can make sure to come up because it sounds like an extraordinary show. And I can tell you from just looking at the work here, is there work for sale? Do you know?
Always.
Okay.
One of the ways that we can bring the artist in is by selling some of their work at the exhibit. And in fact, that's the money that I'm using to bring in these artists.
Is what's come in from past shows. What else shall we know about this?
I think that both of these artists are in the middle of their career, and they're both exploring their artistic journey, if you will, and emerging into a very intimate multicultural language that I think we can learn from. And they're very they're kind of a very natural type of artist that really just have a sense of intimacy and kind of the flow of visual communication. So I think that their experiences have come from kind of a natural continuum of making arts.
And from a deep place of their own experience and culture, family. You know who comes to mind is Rick Bartow.
Yes. I think we all know that culture can, in the roots of artists, really are the foundation for expressing who they are. And so I think these artists are trying to find that path of identity, particularly from coming from two worlds, both Japan and America. And I think that we can learn a lot from people like that who, like Carol said, I think, that have very intimate and direct experiences that they speak from.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly looking forward. Again, there's the workshops on Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is ceramics, 1 to 4 with Terry and Akuma. Wednesday morning at 9:30, you can hear Terry and Grace on Talk of Our Towns. Then Thursday from noon to 3 is Grace Sanchez, painter. And then Thursday evening at 6 is the show opening, and it runs through May 9th. So if you can get to any of those, I think you will be well rewarded. Thank you so much, Richard, for coming in and for bringing these two extraordinary artists to our town.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And that's Richard Rowland, who is the ceramics and pottery and anagama and all kinds of other things in our town and at the college. It is Coast Community Radio. I have a little music from the Reds, who are going to be at the Fort George this Sunday night. Stay tuned. Got lots more stuff coming. Yeah, that's going to be at the Fort George, and I assure you, you'll be able to hear no matter how many people are there. And that is the Reds, and the show is going to open, actually, with a couple of local musicians, Andrea and Tyler, and then the Reds. And right now, I have a musician, let's see, a painter, no, let's see. A counselor. A Rebbetzin in the church. A Rebbetzin is a rabbi's wife, so you. Yeah, I don't know what you call a pastor's wife. We have
a
good
pastor's wife.
No, that's not as exciting. Well, Debbie Lloyd is here, and I was amazed because I took a look at the Coast Weekend, and I saw someone named Debbie Lloyd being an artist, and I said, "Oh, isn't that funny? She has the same name." And then I read on and realized it was the same person. Debbie Lloyd is the accompanist for the North Coast Chorale. So I've known her for a few years as a piano player and singer, and now and counselor, therapist. But what I didn't know was she was a watercolor artist. So congratulations. This is pretty exciting.
Thank
having
you.
Having this show.
Thanks.
And you are going to be at the Trails End Gallery, which is in Gearhart. And the opening is 2 to 5 tomorrow.
No, it's actually the
next
Saturday.
Next week. Oh, okay.
It's April 6th.
April 6th. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't write that down, but that's good. It gives you a little more time anyway. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So where did this come from? Have you been doing art for a long time, or?
No, I actually haven't. You know, I've been so involved in music and other activities, and I've always liked watercolor, and I just liked the way the colors would kind of do their own thing on the paper and make something that was kind of bigger than the sum of their parts.
Right.
And I found someone in the chorale who does watercolor, and she said, "You'd like to learn, wouldn't you?" And so we traded. I gave her some piano lessons, and she gave me watercolor lessons.
That is fantastic. That's fantastic. And so that was the beginning, and you found you
that
did
like
it.
That was the beginning. That was just 10, 12 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Well, these paintings that I'm looking at that are pictured here in the Coast Weekend are quite sophisticated, actually. So
nice.
Had you been drawing before? Or?
Well, not really. I can draw. I don't really like to draw that much. But with my portraits, I usually take something and I've taken a picture and I'm really following the picture. Sometimes I blow up the picture and I'm tracing it on paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't trace all of the stuff because some of the stuff I want to look side by side from the photograph to the painting that I'm doing. And actually next Saturday, when I do the demonstration, I'll have a couple different portraits in different phases, kind of show how I start out and then how I look at this photograph and what I'm looking at, what I'm looking for, and to put in the painting.
So, and I understand that you people can commission a portrait from you.
Right, absolutely.
So do you take the photo, or do they give you their favorite photo of themselves?
They can give me a photo, but I kind of prefer to take the photograph because I like to have the light hit in such a way on their face that part of it gets lit up and part of it has kind of shadows because it's so intriguing that the shadows on the face from the direction of the light are what kind of make it 3D. When you put in the shadows, all of a sudden this 3D image starts appearing on the paper.
So did you follow up after you traded piano for watercolor? Did you go ahead and study some more, or did that get
I've
you?
Done a lot on videotapes books and just trying to learn and practicing, and you just kind of have to get your hands in there and just really work at it.
I don't know when the heck you have time, Debbie. I find it extraordinary. I had to crack up. Now, what about this, the Maasai warrior? I have a sense you didn't take his picture.
I didn't. My husband went to Africa to go see some missionaries that our church supports, and one of his friends took that photograph, and it was a group of Maasai warriors in a circle, and this one just looked so relaxed, and if you just took off his garment, he could have just been any person, anywhere, and that's what really struck me about him, was that he was relaxed, that he just looked like anybody, but he had the Maasai garment, and those colors really just speak to me.
So obviously if someone commissions, then that's that person. But otherwise, if you're on your own, what attracts you? You said this particular photo attracted you. What else? What kinds of things intrigue you enough to put the time and effort into painting? I mean, scenery or people or what?
Well, yeah, I do kind of a variety of things. So it just kind of depends. Something, I'll see something and I'll just think, oh my gosh, I really have to paint that.
Oh, wow.
Kim Taylor, who does it visually, Hugging Astoria, had a photograph recently with a boat kind of washed up on the shore. And I saw that and I thought, oh, I have to paint that.
Wow.
So I asked her if it was fine to paint that. And
So you get individual inspirations, basically. I don't know whether you travel at all. Again, I don't know when you'd have time, but... Do you take a camera or a sketchbook or watercolors?
Oh, I'm always taking pictures.
Yeah.
I'm always taking pictures.
Well, I'm always taking pictures, too, but I never thought of doing watercolor. Well, I shouldn't say I never thought of it.
I think
would be wonderful, but my next life never occurred to me to do it in this life.
I think anybody can learn. I don't think I have this real innate ability that I can do something that I pick it up and, oh, wow, I can do it. But I think everybody learns. You learn about color. You learn about how to put the paint on. You learn about design.
But you have to put the work in.
You do?
You do.
You have to practice just like anything.
Right, exactly. Kristen Schock up at the college, who teaches painting, drawing, and design, says the same thing. Anybody can paint or anybody can draw. You just have to do it. And then, you know, it'll hopefully work out. So,
and I think all of us have this real need to just create. And I think as I get older, I realize that more and more. Some people are creating by cooking or making a quilt, but everybody seems to have an outlet for creating.
I'm with you right there, but you've got several outlets. That's the fun part. And it's nice to know that you started, not that you're that old, but you're not a child. You didn't start painting. What about your piano playing? Did you start that as a child, though?
I did.
Yeah.
I started that about third grade.
Okay. So a lot of people, a lot of what I see is that some artists are skilled in many different ways. And I wonder if it's that they're actually skilled in ways or they just have the discipline once you develop something.
Desire. Obviously the desire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. It sounds like a great show. So this is next Saturday. Now, is that also, I guess that's first Saturday in Seaside as well.
Right. It's part of the art walk.
Right. So Seaside has the art walk and Gearhart jumps on it and actually jumps in front of it and does their show at Trails End from 2 to 5. On Saturday the 6th, and there will be other work there as well, of course, but Debbie Lloyd is the featured artist with her watercolors. So congratulations, and I can't
Thank
wait
you.
To see the rest of your stuff.
Great.
And find out what else you do, Debbie. Okay. Thanks
All
so
right.
much for coming up.
Thanks, Carol.
Okay. And this is Coast Community Radio. I have one more guest coming to you. And here's some music that he's putting on. It's Black and White and Blues All Over. And have a listen.
If you leave me, I'll go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
If you leave me, honey, I'll go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause I love you, I love you, oh, I love you too much. If you quit me, nobody else, you've got to live for yourself, and nobody else. You've got to live for yourself and nobody else. If you leave me, I'll go crazy. If you leave me, honey, you know I'll go crazy. 'Cause I love you, oh, I love you too much. If you quit me,
Oh, yeah. Hey, I like that. What's with the giggle after that? That's really cute.
That's a great
That's great. And that was our good friend, Maggie Kitson. And my guest is another good friend, Clint Carter. And Clint, you have your own blues band, the North Coast Blues.
North Coast Blues, correct. Yep.
And but you're putting on this concert again.
Right. That's it's kind of the Night of Blues series. We kind of changed this up to make it black and white. So
I see. So do you do it other times during the year or just once a year?
Well, mostly just once a year.
Yeah. And this is at the let's give people the rundown. This is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
And it is at the
The River City Playhouse.
Yeah, I have it written down here somewhere. River City Playhouse. It's where the Peninsula Players play.
Correct.
And what's your connection with them?
I have been on the board of Peninsula Players, and it's just, it's a great organization. I love community theater, and so I just try to do what I can to help them. And this Night of Blues thing has just kind of become an annual thing for that, so.
So it's kind of a benefit for the
absolutely,
Peninsula
yeah.
Players.
Yeah, oh, okay. Absolutely. All the proceeds will go to the Peninsula Players.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's another good reason. But the main good reason to go is wait till you hear this lineup here. And I remember one year you brought Skinny Lynn Cook.
Yes, I did.
The trombonist for the Neil Diamond tribute band, Cherry Cherry. Yep. That was great. And, of course, we know Maggie Kitson, who is one of our brilliant local musicians.
Yes, Maggie couldn't be here today, but she did instruct me, or ask me,
yes,
to give you a big hug and tell you hello.
Oh, that's great. Love Maggie.
She's a sweetheart.
Yes. And, okay, so tell us who else. Oh, I recognize a lot of these names. Tell us.
Well, we've got 12 performers all together, obviously not at the same time. That might be a disaster. But we do have Skinny Lynn, is the trombonist from Neil Diamond Tribute Band. Maggie Kitson is going to be there. Brian and Anita Freck from The Distractions are going to come and do a few songs.
Another good local band.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Patrick McGee and Tom Schmidt from the Big Fish Band are going to make an appearance.
Blues band,
you
local.
Bet. And then Dave Gager from every band on the North Coast. He's going to become
the drummer. Well, between Dave Gager and Tom Peake, we have got every band covered.
Yeah, that's right.
It's outrageous. The two drummers.
Absolutely. Also, Bruce Smith and Holly Jeffrey they're going to be down also. And Bruce and Holly are going to do some bass guitar duties for us. And and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
So what? How long has this been going on then? The blues
night. Not a blues
night.
Thing. So we've done night this for, what, I think 3 years now. Something like, or, no, this would be our fourth. This would be our fourth, yeah.
Yeah. And how hard is it to get all these players together? Because, you know, herding musicians is not always the easiest thing to do.
Sometimes cats are easier. But
that's right.
But they're not near as personable. All these people are fantastic human beings and musicians as well. So they always step up and help me out with this thing.
And I bet it's fun for them to get to see each other and maybe...
Oh, absolutely.
Do they ever sit in on each other's...
Oh, sure. We're kind of like big family. We come, sit in on each other's stuff. And...
Yeah, and I notice you're interstate as well. You've got Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, that's right.
Playing,
that's right.
Which is... excellent, because the Columbia River, after all, unites us. It does not divide us.
That's what I've always said. Use the bridge as a connector rather than a divider.
There you go. I also noticed that, I love this, I hadn't seen this before. While casual black and white attire is encouraged, it is not required.
Exactly.
That would be a kick if everybody comes in black and white.
That's what we're kind of hoping. That's why we called it Black and White and Blues All Over. And I don't care if you come in your favorite T-shirt or your white John Travolta Saturday Night Fever outfit. It's going to be great fun. We are going to have also... speaking of Dave Gager, him and I are both going to play drums, so we're going to go a la Allman Brothers and have two drummers, and then we're also going to have an Allman Brothers tribute in the third set. Oh. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So who's going to do the Allman Brothers? Everybody's going to play a little
Well, I
something?
Think everybody might, but we're going to mostly Pat McGee and Tom Schmidt, and then I'm sure we'll all get a hand in it. So
Oh, yeah.
That is going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. So if you're a musician out there listening, this sounds like a blast of an evening. Tomorrow evening, it's from 7 to 10 at the River City Playhouse in Ilwaco. And that's on Lake Street, I
Correct.
Believe.
Correct, yes. 127 Lake Street, right across from the post office.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the easiest way to find it if you are not familiar with Ilwaco. If you're coming from the Oregon side, just carry on up there. You cross the bridge, take a left, and just keep on going. And when you get to the light in Ilwaco, don't worry about trying to. It's actually the block before the light, but it's kind of like turn the block before the bridge, and then it's too late. So go to the light, take a left, and then take your very first left again, and shazam, it's right there.
Right there. It's on the same block as the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum.
Exactly. So if you're familiar with these things, you're fine. If you're not, you're going like, where the heck is Lake Street? It's right there, just parallel to the main street. And this is one heck of a lineup here. And a lot of fun, too. So what I was wondering is if there are other musicians in the area, not for tomorrow night, but mm-hmm. maybe in the future.
Absolutely.
To get in touch with you kind of thing.
Well, absolutely. We also we have a monthly jam on the second Thursday at the Adrift, or the Pickled Fish upstairs in Long Beach. And that we just did that our first time last month. And so it's going to be whatever the second Thursday is, the 11th or 14th, whatever, of April. And so anybody is encouraged to come up, and I hope that they do.
Could you tell us again, where is the Pickled Fish? I saw that and I said, my kind of place, Pickled Fish.
What's a Pickled Fish?
Where
Pickled
is
Fish is upstairs at the Adrift Hotel. It used to be the Columbia Bar for years.
So over there. What street is that?
That's on Sid Snyder Drive.
Okay. See, you talk about the peninsula the way I talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, there are a lot of people who have no idea where any of these places
are. Yeah, that's right.
We do want them to be able to find it.
Right.
If you need more information, though, there is a, you can call, is that right, the 642-360-642-8667. Is
Correct.
That a good number?
Yeah, it is.
And or... will it be on the Peninsula Players website?
Yes, it should be. Okay. It better be on there, or we'll have a chocolate chat with the webmaster. But
oh,
yeah,
there you go.
It should be.
So that's Peninsula dash, not that's not underscore, but dash, peninsula-players.com.
Right. Or you can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, if you're a Facebook kind of person, then you can try that as well. It's all
That's
over the
right.
place. But the blues are alive and well.
We're doing well.
And it's great that you get everybody together to sort of look at each other and say, oh, yeah, we're here. And, of course, KMUN is big time blues.
Oh,
we have blues Monday afternoon,
That's
Monday
right.
in a night, and then Tuesday night, and then Saturday night every
mm-hmm.
other week. We have lots and lots of blues here. Plus, other programmers play the blues. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
and some people even have the blues, but we try to keep it to the music instead
That's
so that we
right.
can enjoy life here on the coast. Anything else you want to tell us, Clint?
Well, actually, speaking of Peninsula Players, this Thursday, a week from yesterday, what's that date? I don't know.
The 4th of April.
Yeah, at 7 p.m., we'll be having auditions at Peninsula Players for... the female version of The Odd Couple.
Right.
Yeah, there are parts for, I believe it's 6 women and 2 men, I believe, or maybe it's 4 men. But anyway.
No, it's 2 men because I was one of the, in the male rendition of The Odd Couple, I was one of the sisters.
Oh, there you go.
Back
okay.
in 1978
right.
here in Astoria. What a trip.
So anyway,
so that's
that.
Going to be... at the Peninsula Playhouse, at
right.
the River City Playhouse.
Yes.
Okay, auditions. All right. We'll get that announced as well. Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for bringing the music together and for supporting theater. And I just love the idea of all these musicians coming together and having a party. Tell us again when you guys get together at the Pickle Fish.
Oh, that's the second Thursday of each month.
Second Thursday.
Yeah,
okay.
7 o'clock.
Okay, so this month it should be the 11th of April.
That sounds right.
Okay, at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Great.
And we're working on trying to find a venue on the Astoria side, and then we could get reciprocating.
Mm.
You know, I could do someplace over here on the third Thursday. And
oh, great.
We call it the Stormy Thursday Blues Jam. What do you think? Yeah, there you go. What else would we call it?
Yeah, well, not on this weekend. This weekend's going to be gorgeous
yes,
weather.
Yes, it is.
So it's a perfect time to...
Yep.
Go someplace, enjoy the weather during the day, and then enjoy yourself at one of these fabulous productions in the evening. Thanks so much, Clint.
Thank you, Carol, for having me again.
Okay, you bet.